Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What? 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 The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us, wherever you are listening, in this great land of ours, and okay, foreign lands. My name is Rick Tittle, and I'd love to have your participation if you see fit. Wherever you might happen to be listening, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network as well. Yeah, that's right. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever force you're with. You're doing great. Thank you for keeping us and our allies safe. And you stay safe. We'll hope you see you at home very, very soon. We're also on the internet at sportsbyline.com. You can go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Those go to me. And this show, the Video Game Review, is the only hour all week on these sports talk networks that we can talk video games, and not just sports video games, all video games. So don't be shy. Toll-free number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? What's your cup of tea? 1-800-878-PLAY. We also on SB Nation Radio, so SBNationLive.com, streaming there. We are on Sirius XM 211 in progress. That's the Dan Patrick channel. All my truckers out there, blow y'all horns, White Line Fever. Breaker 19, we got Smokey the Bear with some brown paper bags. Oh yeah, I had a CB radio. Don't act like I did when I did. I had one. Also, we will be giving a brand new game away at 40 after in just over a half hour. We got a cheat code at the end of the show. Send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, the cheat code request, rick@sportsbyline.com. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We're on your TV set if you have cable, on the Cable Radio Network Channel 2. It's 500 outlets all over North America as well. So it's the Video Game Review. We're going to talk video games. What's good? What do you like? What are you playing? What should we steer away from? You're all my unpaid correspondents, so call me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and we've got about 51 minutes left of the Video Game Review.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's That's 800-867-6917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Check out CollectibleExchange.com and use code RADIO20 for 20% off between now and Father's Day. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's code RADIO20 at CollectibleExchange.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to this show. Rick Hill with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. What's new? What do you got? I've been playing a lot of Tears of the Kingdom, there's no doubt. But we have to start talking about Diablo 4. And it's, of course, the latest in a game that's almost 30 years old, talking about the franchise. And it, I think, really succeeds at modernizing a lot of the way the game is played, a lot more than the ARPG games are. You're once again set on an endless string of dungeon crawls and, you know, mastering your hotkey abilities. Just looking at some screenshots on IGN. You know, you got to get your DPS ready. Your survivability is, I mean, just the elements on the screen as they come at you. It's you can play alone. You can play with up to three friends, and running dungeons together, and killing hordes of enemies, and completing objectives, doing side quests. It's just a really, really good time. And if you were hoping that Diablo 4 would shock the ARPG world with massive innovations to the genre, it's not going to do that. It's not trying to reinvent the ARPG, but Blizzard is, I don't want to say playing it safe. They're playing it smart by making changes to the formula, making much more customizable skill trees and such things. You know, the play style is very diverse with these iconic character classes. But, I mean, the series had a lot of catching up to do. It's been 11 years since Diablo 3. And whether it's borrowing combat inspiration from Path of Exile or Lost Ark, there really isn't anything about Diablo 4 that is just, oh my gosh, it's so unprecedented. But without a lot of game-changing innovations. It's just good news that it's just unbelievably well designed. And if you think about Diablo 4, you know, winning awards, I don't care about that. It's just that the quest to find and stop Lilith, daughter of one of the prime evils of hell, as she will unleash all her hate upon Sanctuary, that's the kicking off point. And, you know, you don't have the voice performances and cheesy dialogue and as we've seen before. But before you get any real payoff for what kind of you set up in the first act, you'll spend a lot of the vast majority just running errands. And it's, you know, you get back to the task at hand, but the result is kind of a semi-interested story with a, I don't know if it like packs a payoff, but you could say that the real shame is that anytime Lilith is on screen or even closely involved, it's completely captivating. And you don't really see all of her. You're waiting for the final act of the campaign, and these diversions you're sent along the way, they don't seem like they're completely pertinent, but you combine that with some, I don't know. I hate boss fights. No one hates boss fights more than me. They give me anxiety. I usually don't get anxiety. Not usually, but I do with boss fights. They're not that great. I don't want to talk about all of them, but especially the campaign's final one. But Diablo 4 looks so good. It sounds so good. And you know, there are CGI cutscenes, and I'm not into cinematics, but you know, these engine cutscenes are what happens between a lot of the major story missions, and then you know, these very detailed, gross things in the dungeon. But Sanctuary is rarely not a beautiful place to be. So the fact that this game sounds better than it looks is pretty remarkable, and it looks amazing. And there's good voice acting. There's a lot of demon roars and shrieks and other things. It's just the first thing you got to figure out is what class you're going to play. Now, I know a lot of people who will replay the entire game in a different class. I don't have the patience for that. I just can't do it. But you're going to go barbarian, druid, necromancer, rogue, or sorcerer. Those are your choices. And I almost always just pick the dude that's the strongest. So I just feel like it's all barbarian. But if you find yourself in this game, when it comes to the things that really matter, like, you know, the combat and build crafting, looking for better gear, I mean, Diablo 4, all five character classes are fun. The rogue darts around, dealing extreme damage in melee or from afar with a bow. The sorcerer creates horrifying spells of destruction. There's this amazing lightning that it can bring in. The necromancer raises an army of dead, manipulates corpses of fallen enemies, and when you want to keep your distance. And then if you just want your barbarian to just smash your way through, that's what he does. And then the druid, if you like, it's so funny, that's the category, druid. But when it comes to the druid, they can use their animorph abilities and the power of Mother Nature to just wail on sorts of demons. But part of what keeps this game and the options feel unique and the class mechanics that they just keep unlocking. For example, the sorceress gains access to the enchantment system in Act 1, allows you to enchant a couple of their spells to augment how they work. Gear can also, of course, affect the paths you might choose to take a character down. For example, if you complete a job for this tree, you could be rewarded with a magical pair of pants that heals you over time when standing close to enemies. That could completely shift the way you go about it. Or maybe you get really lucky and you find a weapon that has a chance of casting random lightning spells for free. It just depends on what you're going to get. And the thing about there's just so much to like about this game. And you, as you try the new builds and you know, that one of them, I mean, a lot of people are saying that they have the most fun with Sorcerer. You know, you can bring in a glass cannon. You can equip an ice shield and freeze your enemies. It's a dizzying variety of systems, and there's just so numerous that you can screw around with it as well. But like whenever you like out level a cool piece of gear with an effect, you can extract that key perk and keep it in your inventory and put it in something else later. So Diablo 4 is a game that especially PvP, I mean, like when you get up to level 70 and you get into the capstone dungeon, I mean, it's just, it turns into almost a real hell. But this is an amazing game, and this game is going to win a lot of awards as well. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back on the video game review.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call 1-800-356-7308. That's 1-800-356-7308. Again, 1-800-356-7308.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153, 800-943-2153, 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651.
That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
The Video Game Review.
Review. Nice to have you with us wherever you're listening, coast to coast, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. My name is Rick Tittle. Coming up in the next segment, we will have, it'll be 40 after, that's time to give away a brand new game, and we'll look forward to that. You know, I never makes me feel good to trash a game, but, you know, you got to keep your integrity and be honest when a game is stinky. I just think about a lot of times people who make games and put years and years into them, and they release it, and just like anything in the arts, you know, a movie, a book, a record, album, whatever, and people just go, eh, and it's just discarded. And I kind of feel that way about the game The Lord of the Rings, Gollum. And you might think, you know, it's kind of a interesting pitch for a game. You know, if you think about one of the more famous characters in J.R.R. Tolkien's universe, and I mean, Gollum and Sméagol are the two sides of the same coin, and Sméagol apparently was a good person who was corrupted by the One Ring and twisted into what he is, the clammy bare feet and trying to get the ring back from Bilbo Baggins. But most of the time is experiencing Gollum's time as a prisoner between the years of The Hobbit and The Fellowship of the Ring. It's a linear, story-driven series of levels. And you just, when you're playing this game, you think about Lord of the Rings and what a grand scale of adventure you're doing, and instead you're just stuck collecting a bunch of junk for these very lame NPCs and hiding it in bushes from these horrible monotonous guard patrols. And there's basically three levels to, or three phases, I should say, to the levels. And there's the core, the chores. Gollum has to go from one waypoint to the other and complete some task. And there's always some different scenario, like crawling through small openings, detonating explosives, but it's just a series of marches across the same area over and over. There's not really any point to it. It's a lot of busy work. And you think about how fun it might be to run around like Gollum. He apparently can run really fast in this, but he has a stamina meter that goes out really quick and takes a long time to replenish here. So trying to go anywhere is just a lot of waiting. And then you hear Gollum get to, like, choke as he's trying to breathe. But when it gets into platforming, a little more compelling, not great design. You get these spacious rooms with handles to climb and walls to run onto and a lot of jumps. But the loose and kind of floaty way that Gollum moves, and the controls make it seem like something from, you know, like maybe the Genesis, like Tomb Raider, or maybe just bump it up to PS2 with an Assassin's Creed. Actually, let's just go Prince of Persia, something like this. And then there are the stealth elements, and I've never liked stealth games per se. I mean, I can do stealth elements, but when the whole game is stealth, it becomes very monotonous. You know, go really slowly or these guards will set off the alarm. Okay, start over again. Nope, he saw you. Like, oh my gosh, can't take it. Please help. But there are stealth segments. And anytime Gollum needs to go from one point to another without being detected, it is a slog. And enemies have extremely limited patrol patterns. They are terribly nearsighted. They suffer from amnesia. They forget Gollum ever existed not long after losing sight of him. And these are the sort of issues that plagued stealth games 20 years ago, 15 years ago. It's just amazing to see him in 2023. You know, it's like a guard sees you and like, there he is. And you hide behind a rock and he goes like, oh, I guess he went away. What? I guess that guy went home. Oh, the guy trying to break in, trying to blow up the lab. Yeah, I saw him, but he went away. Or I forgot. Never mind. I never saw anyone. I don't even know my name. So there's no cat and mouse here. This isn't like some of those games where this stuff actually works like Hitman. You just go to their blind spots, which are painfully obvious, and no objective outside of just reaching the designated point. And the only tools at Gollum's ability to sneak, you know, to squeak, sneak quietly is to throw rocks or go into tall grass or shadows. But because the AI and the enemy is so stupid, completely, all you have to do is like stand on a table and then they can't see you. They can't capture you. And the only time when you maybe get into trouble is when you get the orcs with crossbows and they seem to see you, but there's really no combat, which means that Gollum is not a fighter when it comes to an opponent larger than a hobbit. I mean, you do have the option to choke out enemies also, but it comes with some odd caveats. First, it doesn't work on anyone with a helmet. You're trying to choke someone and the helmet precludes you from grabbing their neck, which is interesting. And Smeagol, you know, he can't bend steel after all, even though the steel's on the head, which is funny. And so any orc wearing a hat is strangle proof. And by the way, that strangling only applies to orcs. You can't do it to any other humanoid. I can understand you're not trying to do it to a giant spider. Ugh, right? But like elves, their throats, nothing. So there are a few chase sequences and, you know, one of them puts Gollum on a moving object and you have to dodge oncoming obstructions and archers. And another one has the exact camera angle of a Crash Bandicoot game, which is just, it's just miserable when you try to platform that way. And there are obstacles that don't come into frame until the exact second you need to avoid them. It's about as frustrating to play as anything you're going to see, and then you die over and over. It's just, I mean, you want some potential replayability out of a game like this. You want to just think maybe I've missed something here. But, I mean, hardcore Lord of the Rings fans know that Gollum, as I mentioned, is a complex character, both as a victim and also a villain. They don't mention that in any way. Not meaningful in this game whatsoever. I mean, there are some occasional choices. Do you want to take action as Gollum or Smeagol? But it never really felt like it had any lasting effects. I mean, sometimes there's a need of one side of the personality to convince the other to go along with it. You know, you just get a choices, kill the orc or keep panicking. I mean, what are you going to choose there? You're going to choose keep panicking. And so the graphics, if you think about all the PC graphics options set to epic, it still looks very bland. I mean, it moves well. I'll give that the framework. But it doesn't stand out. You know, I mean, Gollum looks pretty good, I guess. The sound design is very good. You know, especially Gollum choking on his own spit as well, but it just does not provide a satisfying answer. And, you know, I'm not someone who needs the narrative of, you know, I need to know his reasons. It's not like method acting, you know, why is Gollum doing this? Why is he doing that? It just needs to be fun. That's the bottom line in a video game. If it ain't fun, then we don't want to play it. That's all. And I just think about, I mean, just how dull and bad and pointless. And if this was something like, you know, Super Meat Boy or just some character out of the blue and not part of the J.R.R. Tolkien canon, would anybody play it? No. It's a complete waste of time, and it's too bad because of all the, you know, you had a character, you had a universe, it's already built in, you know, and everybody has bought into it because anybody who buys this game loves Lord of the Rings, and they think, oh, Gollum's my favorite character. And this is out on the Switch and the One and the X and S and the PS4 and the PS5. It's everywhere. And it's just one of those games you start running around. It's like the old DJ boy. You start running around. It's like, right, $70 for this game. So, like I said, good sound, okay graphics, not even remotely fun. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back, and we'll give away a brand new game right here on the Video Game Review.
This is Ron Barr. I've got a great suggestion for you. Father's Day is coming up, and if you really want to give him something I know he'll like, give him the Omaha Steaks Dad's Want Steaks package. I guarantee he'll say, wow, this is great. Your dad doesn't need another electronic gadget. Just visit omahasteaks.com, type in sports in the search bar, and order the Dad's Want Steaks package, and also get $30 off. Your gift package includes smoky tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, boneless pork chops, gourmet jumbo franks, and boneless chicken breasts. And for a sweet finish, you'll get delicious caramel apple tarts. Trust me, I've had them all, and your dad will love them too, and it's a Father's Day gift you and your dad will always remember. From experience, I can tell you, Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. So surprise your dad with something both of you can enjoy and never forget. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword sports. It's the ultimate Father's Day gift.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. It is 40 after. This is the time we give away a brand new game. By the way, I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. We will get to the other new releases this week coming up, and we'll close out the show with the cheat code you request. Use the address, email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. And that's a .com. Rick@sportsbyline.com. And you also use it to win this game. Just send me the second correct answer. We'll win. This game I'm giving away is called Home Buddy. It is brand new from Game Grumps. It is rated M for Mature. It is on all the big boy systems. The X and the S, the 1, the 5 and the 4, and the Switch. It's developed by, once again, Game Grumps, and it's published by Rogue Games. Rogue, baby. The M is for blood, strong language, and violence. Look out. Yeah. Here's the summary. Quote, Home Buddy is a survival horror puzzle game where you catch up with old friends and try not to get murdered. Evade the killer. Solve the house's devious puzzles and reconnect with your friends. Hey, how's it going? Remember we had that falling out when we were at the game? Hold on, here comes a guy with an axe. Okay, everything's cool now. This game just came out. So my question is this a horror game or is this a game about luging? Losing? No, luging. Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and second correct answer will win the game, which is called Homebody, developed by Game Grumps and published by Rogue Games. And once again, I have it here for the PS4. PS4. Jeremy Schapp. ESPN. PS4. You ever notice that's how he signs up? And he became the greatest hurler in the history of Denmark. Jeremy Schapp, ESPN. All right. is this thing on? Video game actors, they now are scared that AI has put their jobs at risk. And this is something I was looking at on Gizmodo the other day. And we've been hearing that from everybody, you know, the writer's strike and AI will write jokes for you now. And there's one certain app. It doesn't need me to give it free advertising that can do that. But I saw the interview with Jennifer Hale, and she is one of gaming's most prolific actors. She's been doing it for decades, and she was Ash in Overwatch 2. She was Chronica in Mortal Kombat 11. She was in the Mass Effect series. And Hale channeled her Commander Shepard when she said, quote, we're all on the chopping block and we have to get up, come together and fight back or we're going down. As actors, we are hired. We have a certain shelf life in any given year, any given decade. And when we are exposed, when our voice is out there and on the market without our consent, they're taking a piece of our shelf life without compensating us. That's stealing. That is theft. End quote. And so some industry insiders are considering ways to modify voice actors' tones and use the AI voice synthesizers. And amateur modders have tested these kinds of things like, You know, they took Elder Scrolls V, which is, of course, Skyrim, kind of a proof of concept. And there were internal emails seen by the New York Times that indicated that Activision Blizzard is also working on tools for the AI-assisted voice cloning. And, you know, during a wave of layoffs through the video game industry and the tech sphere, voice actors are concerned for this push of AI as a means just cutting back on their labor as well. And actors have found their syllables drifting through the internet on YouTube, Reddit, and other places also. Most of the time, these fans are replicating the voices just on a lark, but there have been some more nefarious cases as well. I mean, you look at a tool like 11 Labs, which has allowed malicious actors to deep fake celebrity voices and say horrible, racist, or obscene things, or using actors' characters to attack and threaten them online. And so, you know, veteran actress, Sissy Jones, has been in leading roles for high grossing games like Destiny 2 and Firewatch, and she played a central role of Delilah. And she said, "It takes less and less source material to create a very believable synthetic version of any person's voice. Right now, you're listening to my voice in AI. Rick Tittle is actually fishing right now." No, it's me. So what are some of the biggest concerns outside of just not working anymore? Well, if you're not getting paid and voiceover is how you feed your family, then it's pretty important, to say the least. And if there are any legal protections, I mean, what's your legal protection from your voice getting cloned? And you think about the Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, some VO people have their name in there and some don't. And, you know, voiceover actors in video games don't make residuals on sales. Their take-home pay could be as low as, you know, low as just a couple hundred or a thousand, even if the game makes $500 million. So there's no standard of what a contract would pay for a voice that's been synthesized from a few simple voice lines via the AI. And so, like I said, you don't even need a session. You don't even get paid a day rate. You're not even paid an hourly rate. And so, you know, a lot of times, like I said, the digital double or the synthetic version can make yourself say something pretty horrible, or to sound like you, I should say. So, I mean, these actors see AI voice clones as the evidence, as the studio's privilege, and just put profits over people. That's the way it's been forever. If you can save money, then why don't you do it? But, you know, it's like I was talking about the other day, Red Dead Redemption 2 required voice actors doing over, wait for it, 500,000 lines of dialogue. And, you know, you could say, well, these publishers are making hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, do you really want to cut corners? And yeah, rich people will say, yeah, because then I'll get even richer. So, one of the voiceover people interviewed, Ms. Giffrey, said, "This is not a genie that we can stuff back into the bottle." And yeah, I mean, they're trying to step together, and I sort of feel like it's going to be like, you know, if they all go on strike, there might be a combined yawn from half the industry. You know, remember when Reagan was president and the air traffic controllers all went on strike, which was against the law, and then he fired all of them. Or like the umpire strike with Richie Phillips in baseball. It's like, okay, and then all you guys are out. Like, wait, what? I sort of feel like they're like, we're going on strike. I'm like, all right, well, I'll just have this program do this. So, you know, this text-to-speech re-voiceover stuff that's going on right now, it is absolutely, you know, it's chilling if you think about all the different stuff that something could be said for you. All right, another thing I want to talk about, the highest rated video game ever from every country. This is a really cool thing that came out from GuideStrats.
and Guide Strats analyzed 20,000 video games, categorized the country in which they were developed, then used the Metascore. The Metascore is the cross-reference of all the places that put out a score for it. Most of them are reviewers. But that's sort of like they just compile it all together and say this was the highest score. And the highest scoring video game of all time worldwide was a Metascore of 99, which went to The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. In the United States, the highest rated video game of all time with a score of 98 is Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. In Canada, Mass Effect 2 with a 96. And in Europe, as a continent, a 98, the highest scoring game ever, Grand Theft Auto 4. That is the one that has the highest score. This, like I said, it's kind of like a Rotten Tomatoes thing. Take it for what it's worth. But I thought that was interesting that the critics like Tony Hawk better than any other game in history. Seems weird, but it's true. All right, let's talk about the new releases this week. The Elder Scrolls Online, Necrom. Oh, this is a DLC expansion. I mentioned Diablo 4. There it is for all the big boy systems except the Switch. Loop 8, Summer of Gods. This is a RPG for the PC, the 4, the Switch, and the 1. Quantar, an action casual F2P indie for the PC. Terminal Velocity Boosted Edition. This is an action simulation on the 1 and 4. Harmony, The Fall of Reverie, an adventure game on the Switch and the PC. Moto GP 23 is on all the big systems. Pro Cycling Manager 23. This is a PC game. And I didn't say you were riding the bikes. I said you were managing them. So if you're in the Tour de France, or the Giro Italia, I'm sure you'll love it. By the way, the Tour de France game is coming out this week as well on all the big boy systems except for the Switch. Two different games, Manager and just the actual Tour de France 2023. Speed Crew, this is a simulation strategy game on the Switch and the PC. Brew Pub Simulator for the PC. Can you stop making everything an IPA? Can you stop making everything so hoppy? Ugh. Can you make a true... And just because your beer is see-through does not make it a pilsner. Not if you throw all the hops in it. All you craft beer freaks. Trip World DX, a platformer on the Switch, the PC, the 5, and the 4. Little Big Workshop. This is a simulation game for your phones. It's Apple, iOS, and Android. Droid Creature Lab. This is a PC simulation game. Dubium, Saboteur, social deduction strategy survival game for the PC. I've never heard a game called as social deduction. What does that even mean? Fall of Porcupine, an adventure game on all the big systems. Goodbye, Volcano High, an adventure game on the 5, the 4, the PC. Heist Kitty, action-adventure, casual indie RPG racing simulation on the PC. And Jack Jean, an adventure, dating, romance game, music, visual novel for the Switch. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim getting your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. We'll close it out on a cheat code. And since Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2 is the highest rated game in the history of the United States, according to Metacritic, all time, let me give you a cheat for that. Some moon physics. Pause the game and press X, square, left, up, down, square, triangle, and you will get moon physics. Once again, pause Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. This is on the PlayStation, by the way. X, square, left, up, down, up, square, triangle, and you will have moon physics, which basically means you will be floating around with zero gravity. One more thing before we let you go. Nikola Jokic in the NBA Finals with Denver. The other day at practice, he wore a shirt that said, "I paused my video game to be here." So somebody asked him about it. And he said, yeah, growing up, he used to play a lot of League of Legends. But right now, with his buddy, Nikola Jokic. Well, he's Nikola Jokic. I should say Nikola Vucevic. He says he plays a lot of Counter-Strike with him. So, hey, video games, what are we going to do without them? And the answer is nothing. They're here to stay. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next time right here on VGR.